Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The ACC tournament is really like the NCAA tournament. It's survive and advance. We're very, very fortunate. We played an outstanding Wake Forest team. They made a great run at the end. We were up 17, and all of a sudden it's 7, then it's 5, and then it's 2, and they're shooting a 3 for the win. But that 3 misses, we win the game, we get to advance. So we're happy with where we are.
Questions? Raise your hand. Let's get the handheld mic to you and let us know who you are and who you're affiliated with.
Jack Brisbane, 3304 Sports. Isaiah had 17 tonight. How much of a luxury is it for you to have a guy with so much experience as you enter the postseason?
It's a great factor for me. I feel like just with a lot of experience going into this, my fourth time in the tournament, it just helps the team more and just being more composed and taking the pressure. And I feel like it's just helpful for the team, and the way that our team plays and we play together is really helpful.
Yeah, Mitchell Northam filling in for the Miami Herald. Isaiah, I think during that 17-point run in the second quarter where you guys took that big lead, I think you had 5 points and 3 assists. What was working for you all during that stretch early in the second?
We were just, like I said, we were just playing together. We were playing harder on defense, and we got a lot of assists, I feel like. A lot of back doors, a lot of playing together. I feel like that's what got us going.
Front row here.
Jordan Miller, he really kind of stabilized the team in the first half. Just how much of as has he been kind of the glue of this team when it comes to just his all-around game?
Jordan Miller, he's a great player. The way he plays confident, he plays together, and he's always there. He always passing the ball. He always playing good on great on defense. He's always in the play, I feel like, and he always makes the best play, I feel like, and he's just a great help to the team.
Left aisle.
Dan Tortora, wakeupcalldt.com. Coach, the resiliency of this team at the top of the ACC is kind of a bunch of different musical chairs this season. Just what you can say about being at the top of that and what it means to move on here in Miami and keep going into the semifinals.
My observation of the ACC is simply this, that the transfer portal has transformed college basketball. So before the season ever starts, you really don't know what the opponent is going to present to you, because they're going to have players you never saw before. They played in different leagues. In decades past, you kind of knew the team and you knew the style, you knew what they were going to do, and you could prepare for that well in advance. Not so anymore. With the ACC, we have a lot of teams that maybe struggle early trying to fit the pieces together. We have other teams that play really well early because they've got returning players. And I see it like it's almost cyclical. You know, you have teams that are really good for a while, and then they drop off a little bit. And in our case, we dropped off a little bit a couple of years, and then last year we came back strong, and this year even stronger. So I just think the league is very talented, a lot of very gifted players. Some of them who played someplace else and then came in and did a great job for their new team.
We also have members of the media on Zoom. If you have a question, please use the raise hand function. We'll try to get to you. Front row.
Coach Essex there with Deaconsdaily on SI.com. In the last minute, Wake Forest hit 3 3-pointers to kind of stay in the game. A, was that an expectation that they were going to be able to fight back like that? And B, how is that just a testament to a team that, you know, was a middling ACC team that they were fighting against the number one team in the conference?
I don't consider them a middling ACC team. I consider Steve Forbes, his staff, and that program really in a great place because they're playing extremely well throughout the season. And we're very fortunate that we won today. You know, Tyree Appleby is one of the, well, he's the leading scorer in our league and leader in assists, one of the best point guards in the country. And their ability to make those threes is really special. And that's without Monsanto, who's another incredible three-point shooter. So they're much bigger than us. Bobby Klintman is a stud. He's going to have one heck of a college career. And their size bothered us. We took the ball to the basket, and almost every one of our guys got at least one shot blocked. The resiliency, though, that our guy showed is that didn't deter us from continuing to be on the attack, and we did a great job of that.
Also, questions for Chad as well. He's up here.
Yeah, Chad, I had a question for you. You know, Coach just talked about a couple minutes ago the transfer portal and how that sort of changed college basketball. I think today was your 14th double-double this season for this team. How have you kind of been able to just fit in so well and have an impact as a portal player?
I mean, I would say that I just try to help the team in any aspect I can. You know, and last league I was in, I was a great rebounder. I come here, you know, that's a gift I think God gave me, and I just want to keep doing it. You know, rebounding, playing defense, scoring, do whatever it takes to win, you know. You know, my teammates, I got to give them credit because without them I couldn't do anything. So, like, it's just that. You know, I love rebounding. I love playing defense. I just want to help the team.
Left aisle.
Coach, going back to your comments about the transfer portal as well as NIL, we've seen a bunch of coaches within this conference, and Roy Williams, Coach K, Mike Bray, Jim Boeheim, and then Jay Wright in the Big East. A lot of coaches that have been around for a while not sticking around in this era. Do you think that NIL and transfer portal is kind of changing and making some coaches that have been here for a while move out?
Well, I wouldn't speak on behalf of any other coach. They have their own journey. They make their own decisions. My focus is on doing my job as well as I can and coaching these guys as well as I can and helping them try to play really, really well and enjoy their journey. Because the transfer portal, you got to understand this. There were always transfers, but they had to sit out. And you help them during that sit out to adjust to your system. So kids would come in like an Angel Rodriguez. He sat out. Sheldon McClellan for us sat out. Well, those guys, when they got ready to play, they were already Miami players. They knew exactly what was expected. What the transfer portal has done is the transfers now, they have a very brief window to figure out how to complement their new teammates. And a lot of them are older guys. Like Chad has already played 2 years of college ball. Nigel played 2 years of college ball. So they're used to their other system. The best you can hope for as a coach is that they'll come in and embrace the new system. And with Jordan Miller, Nigel, Norshad, we got three of the best transfers who only care about winning. And that's the whole key. If they buy into your system, and Norshad said it, is because all he wants to do is win. And so you're going to listen to what the coaches have, the game plan, the practice plans, and you're going to try to help the team be as good as it can be. And then you have veteran players who return. And boy, it's so important for them to embrace the newcomers. So we had two transfers and four freshmen, and Isaiah and Anthony and Harlan, they embraced those guys. They made them feel a part of the program right away. There was no time where the new guys felt like, oh, I don't belong here. These guys don't like me. All right? Isaiah and Nigel were playing pickup ball together or going against each other from day one. And I walked in the gym and I saw them. They were like best friends after like knowing each other for 10 minutes. Is that true?
Yep.
The Wake Forest locker room is now open. Next question, front row here.
Marcus Benjamin with CanesCounty.com. Coach, this is the third game where the game came down to the last shot. Is there any kind of sense of maybe disappointment that in games where you guys were essentially in control, that it came down to another final shot for you guys?
Survive and advance. Don't lose and go home. We won. We're moving on. Do we make mistakes? Yeah. But basically, Isaiah made a game-winning shot. Right? You put yourself in a position to win. We could have been behind. And we could have been the team down 17. Well, it happens. That's what sports are all about. It's a reality show at its best. You don't really know what's going to happen. We've had big leads and lost them. We've come from behind and won them. So, you know, I like these guys. I wish we would have won by double figures, but I'll take it.
I would take it too.
Yeah. We're going to take our next question from Zoom from Luke Cheney. Luke, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Jordan Miller today with 18 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Just talk a little bit about his performance.
I said this beforehand, before the season. This guy is the most underrated player in the country. We had three guys on the all-conference team. Zay was player of the year and deserved it. But if they had chosen Jordan Miller, he would have deserved it. If they chose Chad, these guys are terrific. And what makes them so terrific is you just see the numbers. They share the ball. They do everything as a team. So Jordan Miller is a fantastic player. And we needed everything he did today, especially in the first half when we got off to a slow start. He kept us in the lead.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.